listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Here's what's making news for Friday, November 25. Five are to face court on child exploitation charges. Gold Coast rents surging by 30% in a year. And Queenslanders dominating the opening round of the Australian PGA Championship. Five Gold Coast men have been charged, accused of grooming and arranging to meet a child to engage in sexual acts. Police launched the investigation earlier this week, pretending to be the parent of the child online. It's alleged they organised to meet the child under the age of 16. They face court in coming weeks. A 27-year-old man from Pimpama has become the latest Queensland road fatality. He died following a two-car crash at Oakhurst near Maribyrnong yesterday, the man's Toyota Corolla colliding with a Land Cruiser. A 27-year-old female passenger in the Corolla was transported to Hervey Bay Hospital in a critical condition. The occupants of the Land Cruiser, aged in their 60s, were transported to hospital in a stable condition. Research has revealed rents across the Gold Coast surged by 30%, or $185 per week, since November 2021. The Everybody's Home campaign analysed the latest SQM Research Weekly Rents Index for combined units and houses. Spokesperson May Azizi says the Gold Coast saw the largest increases in the state.
We need to see the federal government really step up and invest in social and affordable housing. We've got a huge shortfall across the country of 500,000 social and affordable homes. And if we're serious about making the rental market cheaper, we need to see the federal government step in.
The Gold Coast Central Chamber of Commerce has backed the Mayor's calls to fast-track the next stage of the light rail. Tom Tate wants construction to be undertaken 6 days a week. Chamber President Martin Hall adding, the sooner the better.
Well, look, it's all well and good, and that's certainly a position to be commended. At the same time, we do need to be a little bit cautious of the lessons learnt in the delays to stage three, particularly around the changes to procurement practices and the blowout of costs, which is in large part to do with wages.
The Weather Bureau has released its long-range weather forecast for summer. It says it's likely to be wetter than usual along the east coast, with cooler days for southern Queensland. Meteorologist Jonathan Howe gives us the latest.
Almost all of the state is likely to have warmer than average nights this summer. And while temperatures may not reach extreme levels, heat waves may last longer and be more humid, all of which can increase the risk to human health.
The summer bushfire outlook will be released on November 29. Updating sport now, and a couple of Queenslanders are off to a hot start at the Australian PGA Championship at Royal Queensland. Cameron Smith overcoming a slow start to shoot 3 under par, while the Gold Coast Adam Scott starts his second round later this morning on 5 under par. Scott telling Fox Sports it's been a long time since he's played in front of home fans.
Absolutely, you know, especially having not played down here for a few years, but out with the Open champion and Foxy, who's had a great year. It's super to see everyone coming out.
And now you're up to date with what's happening on the Gold Coast and Tweed. Our listener app is your new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.